Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Dr. Leslie Pace and Dr. Adrian Veramontes, Associate Assistant Professor at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside, also co-director of Women and Gender Studies there. Dr. Veramontes, Dr. Pace, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Looking forward to the Traveling Scholars series. Leslie, as Dr. Veramontes joins us for this, a presentation coming up tomorrow night.
That's right, 6 to 8 in Stubbs 100. And this is the second of the series for the semester. We have one remaining that will take place on May 4th with Dr. Bryant Alexander. Again, 6 to 8 in Stubbs 100.
If you would, introduce us to Dr. Veramontes and a little bit about her background and what the presentation is going to be coming up.
Well, Dr. Veramontes has agreed to come and talk to us not only for the community presentation tomorrow night, but also this evening with our graduate students in the Department of Communication. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we are going to have the opportunity to explore with Dr. Veramontes that we haven't with anyone else is the way that research methods work. And so while other people have talked about very specific applications of their research, we get to look at a broader base of how research affects each of us individually.
With that in mind, Dr. Veramontes, what part of the presentation are you looking forward to most? I know you're going to be talking about autoethnography, but tell us a little bit about...
It sounds like a disease when you say that. I actually think I'm going to look forward to kind of a mix of both. The meeting with the grad students, I think, is always exciting because, of course, they're on the brink of going out into the world of higher education and spreading all the gems, you know, that they mm-hmm. have in store. And the public, you know, everyone loves public speaking. And I, of course, am in line with that. So I look forward to giving a talk and seeing if people, you know, really hate me or if they sort of like me. So hopefully that will go well.
Talking about doing the research on oneself, and part of that is the autoethnography. What exactly is it?
Well, autoethnography is researching one's lived experience within a larger cultural context. The cultural context part is really important. It's actually more important than the lived experience of the person in many ways, because we can all, of course, spend all day talking about what we think and feel as if we're the most brilliant geniuses around. But unfortunately, what's really important and what's very instructive and knowledgeable are the details that have everything to do with our environments, our either our home environment, our work environment, our cultural environment. So really, you have, as an autoethnographer, you have to talk about the balance between yourself and your environment.
A balance between being subjective and objective.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that most of the research that we know in terms of hard science mm-hmm. is, of course, based on being objective or having objectivity. The lovely, I call it the working vacation, if you will, of doing the kind of research that I do, is that it's totally focused on the subjective knowledge of oneself. And I think that because we often sort of dismiss that as just, you know, oh, feelings and emotions, it's actually a lot more important than that, and it has an extremely rich and deep history and philosophical thought that dates back to, I want to say, I'm going to go with like the 1500s. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are a lot of folks that actually don't believe in objectivity. I'm not going to go that far and say, oh, it's a silly thing. Not at all. It's very important, and it's important for the sciences and for very good reasons. But just as important is dealing with subjectivity, because it's how you know everything you claim to know. And so if you don't deal with it and you don't pay attention to it, in some ways it's sort of not the best idea.
Kind of lose yourself in some ways.
Kind of
going along with the crowd or things like that,
yeah,
instead of being able to understand and identify.
Absolutely. If you bought a new, you know, Wii playing console and you didn't know how to work it, that would be terrible. If you don't know how your own systems thinking and understanding work, that's a huge thing not to understand. And it's actually, you know, not such a good idea for you spreading your own news around, if you will.
Right. So. And with that in mind, you know, we talk about aspects of social media, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or videos posted on YouTube, things like this. One criticism is that it identifies with narcissism. What is your response? How do you respond to something like that?
Yes, I would be fearful of narcissism as well, by the way, because it's really frightening. But one of the highly misunderstood things about autoethnography is that people think it's all about me. Again, you know, me just telling people what I think and feel as if it's the cutting edge of interesting. But in fact, it has to be a balance between what you understand within a particular context and how you describe and research and come to know much more broadly that larger context.
What is one of the things that you hope attendees will gain by the presentation?
Well, I hope that attendees who come will understand that there are some classes and some instructors in higher education that actually are there to teach students or empower students in such ways that they can actually change the conditions of their own lives. I was a student like this. My teachers gave me the tools that allowed me to change my own life and to actually have a career in higher education. I come from Gary, Indiana, a steelworking family. I was a hairdresser for 4 years out of high school, and I made $125 a week. And now I'm in higher ed, I have a career, and my whole life is different.
Speaking with Dr. Adrian Viramontes, the guest speaker with the Traveling Scholar Series, and also Dr. Leslie Place with the University of Louisiana at Monroe, as she has kind of coordinated this whole series. Dr. Pace, as far as the presentation coming up tomorrow, is that open to the public?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to have anyone from the community. It's, of course, open to Monroe and West Monroe. Anyone in Ouachita Parish who gets to hear our talk today would be welcome to come. If you need any additional information, you're welcome to call me at 342-1165, or you can even shoot me an email at pace@ulm.edu.
Dr. Pace, Dr. Viramontes, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank
you. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.